then the if you had a huge log or a huge tree stump out in the field and you put chains on it, and you'd have to get it out of the field. They had a couple of mules out there.
You could. Now you're talking about getting the log out instead of the stump, are
well,
you?
Let's do both of them. Let's
well, a team couldn't pull a stump out. Now a stump is. They ain't many teams. Or I've never seen a team yet that could pull a big stump out out of the ground. You'd take a team can pull a log. You'd use logging grabs. Or stretchers, or a log chain around it, either one of the three things you could use about, and then hooking the horse to it would be to a double tree or a pair of stretchers.
What's a stretcher?
That's a piece comes back here, hooks, got a hook back here on it, that you can hook into a clevis back here or on a sled or anything like that, and it's got chains and comes out here and got a stick, and you can put your swing of trees on that stretcher, and it's got a swivel link in it, and as a log wants to turn or anything, that'll let the log turn and won't bother your team about pulling it.
Now, would you ever call that to, you say, pulling it out, would you ever, could you ever say dragging it
out? Oh, yes, pulling it out, dragging it out.
Did you ever do that?
Yes, I've done that a many times.
Uh-huh. So if you said you that, you'd say, I've what, many logs out?
Well, I've been logging. Dragging in logs, or pulling in logs, either way.
Okay. Well, if you're talking about yesterday, you'd say, yesterday I what that log,
I logged yesterday.
I pulled it or I...
drug in logs or pulled in logs, either way you want to say it.
How about the things that you used to break up the ground with now when you're...
Turning plows.
Okay, would you tell me about some different kinds of plows that you...
Well, back in early days, they had turning plows, different makes of turning plows, of course... Any one make could be just about as good as the other. We'd had right-hand turning plows and left-hand turning plows, and had hillside turning plows. Now, hillside turning plow, you could go outside the hill out there and turn around and go throw the hillside plow. It worked on hinges, and you could throw it over, turn right around, and go right back, and you'd throw the dirt right down the hill. For a wing plow, you couldn't turn on the hillside wouldn't turn it up the hill. You couldn't turn it up the hill. It'd have to be with a hillside plow. Of course, level land plow or wing plow, some called them, or level land plow, you can plow, go around the land with them, you see, or commence in the middle and back of land with them.
How about something you use after the plow? Break up?
Drag cars and disc cars
Did you ever have any one of those, anything you ever called a gee-whiz? Ever see a
hair? Oh, I've seen them, but they're all right for cotton country, but they never was used much in this country.
What kind is that?
That's a little plow with four or five spring teeth in it, and everything. There's never been many of them used in this country. Now, they used a 5-foot and 4-foot plows here, and double shovels, and then they come got cultivators, and you got 14-tooth harrows that you can plow things with, and like that.
Have you ever seen anything they call the go devil?
Yes, I've seen I never did use one of them, but I have seen them. It's just a plow kind of like a gee whiz.
Mm-hmm.